Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier, he sounds sure, but listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
What do you do when your town's in a pitched battle against an outsider that's coming to ruin things? A small town in Georgia's in the middle of a fight. Bainbridge, Georgia. Most mornings, just after dawn, they write, Penny Reynolds strolls a familiar path through her backyard of her 9-acre property, sprinkling handfuls of corn for the neighborhood deer. Well, she's getting an idyllic life, isn't she?
No.
The ritual, baiting. Which Reynolds has upheld for more than 40 years, is one of the many daily pleasures she fear will be ruined by the new interloper in Bainbridge, which is near the Florida Panhandle, about 20 miles north in Georgia.
Okay.
Because a recently approved startup plan is going to bring something to town she does not want, and the townspeople agree. What is it? A monkey farm!
A monkey farm?
Didn't think I was going to say monkey farm, I bet.
That sounds amazing.
I don't know.
Would you want a monkey farm in your neighborhood?
I don't think I would.
I wouldn't be opposed to a monkey farm in my neighborhood.
Absolutely not.
I don't think I would like it at all. Mm-hmm.
Why not?
That's why.
Ah, they eventually quiet down.
Yeah, but man, monkeys get loose, and then they're all over.
At its capacity, the $396 million complex will hold 30,000 monkeys.
What are they?
Which is double the city's human population.
That's a lot. Are they like research monkeys? Like rhesus monkeys or whatever?
Safer Human Medicine, the company behind the project, so yes.
Yeah,
says
so
the long-tailed macaques will be bred and sold to pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want that then. Beyond the noise, like, no, I'm a breeding ground for, you know, lab monkeys. No, thanks.
Okay, sounds I don't want the lab monkeys.
It sounds to me like a typical, everybody loves their own macaque, but they don't want other people's macaque.
Yeah.
Oh, that's absolutely
yeah,
true.
I don't want macaques running all over the town.
No.
If they 30, get
30,000 macaques is a lot of cocks.
That's a macaques. lot of macaques.
When are we going to talk about the monkeys?
Yeah. We are talking about the monkeys.
Yeah,
macaque monkeys.
Yeah, right there. Okay, uh-huh.
Right, yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Huh.
The company hopes to finish construction and welcome its first monkeys later this year. Because of their similarity to humans, the monkeys have been used for years for research, including infectious diseases, and they've had led to breakthroughs in Parkinson's, sickle cell disease, polio, COVID-19. Getting enough monkeys has become difficult. We've been importing a lot of monkeys. We need to have homegrown monkeys, a monkey resource America can count on.
I didn't know that macaques could cure all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oftentimes, you just add more macaque.
I guess there's a lot of good that can happen from monkeying with macaque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Now, are these regular size macaques or giant macaques?
I think they're all sizes, one to please everyone.
Mm.
You know,
okay. different sizes for different purposes.
This next paragraph says it's not the size of the macaque monkey that matters. It's how they use it, and how they use it is for research.
Yeah. Huh. But you need the right size enclosure for each one. Otherwise, it's a poor fit.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to have to strap a 2x4 to it. Just throw it down the well.
No.
You don't want that macaque monkey to be like a pickle down the hallway.
No, you want them to fit snugly into their
macaque sleeves are surprisingly stretchy.
That's true. That's a good point.
Okay.
I like the ones that have a hood. I just think they have more feelings. Mm-hmm. Ever since the biomedical research industry has been scrambling to expand, a leafy suburb of Houston last year, residents quickly sank a plan to build a monkey farm, citing concerns over waste, pollution, and treatment of the animals. You know, treatment is the last reason they don't want it there. They probably care, but overall, they don't want a bunch of monkey chatter or monkey poo. Not that it's going to be, like, just thrown out in the yard. But You know how people are.
I would be more concerned about the environment that they're in that if they get out, they would thrive there.
You think so?
Looking at it, it's not that far from Tallahassee, and it's a lot of, like, wooded forest areas. Yeah. It's like the Seminole State Park and everything. I go, yeah, man, these little guys get out. It's going to be tough to capture all of them. Why don't you have them raised in the desert somewhere?
I was going to say, you want them to have the monkey farm in an inhospitable place.
Yeah, build a big facility and have them indoors. And then if they get out, they're not going to make it. Or you can track them down at least.
For that monkey.
They fear the monkeys might spread disease and, in the case of a major hurricane or tornado, escape.
There you go. See?
People compared the danger of the facility to Flint's water problem.
Okay, well, that's not...
Wait, that is apples and poison.
I know, but hard to compare.
You don't want a bunch of macaques getting loose, though.
No.
And if they do, whatever you do, don't pet them. If you pet them too much, they'll spit.
Mm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Are they spitting macaques?
I mean, if you pet them enough.
You know, they're wild, so you can't really guarantee their behavior. Yeah. I mean, they're born in cages, but sometimes they break free. Yeah. Everybody knows once gets a taste, keeps going.
Prefer swallowing macaques.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem nicer. Well,
they test for their expanded throats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other side, private companies and
pills the right way that way.
And scientists are saying the monkey shortage is a crisis that could have human toll impact. There aren't enough macaques to go around to satisfy an entire country's medical needs.
I mean, honestly, why don't we just start using terrible people for trials and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, prisoners. You're a terrible person. You did terrible things, and now you have to be the lab monkey.
I mean, the problem is choosing the terrible people. There have been some other groups that have thought we could do that, and then we don't always feel good about the people they choose.
What about the people that, like we know, though?
For sure.
Like they were like caught red-handed, you know, with a human heart in their hand.
Those types of people.
There are a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't know. But why don't we bring back toy manufacturing and send this overseas?
You want to outsource our monkey daycare?
Yes!
But bring back Doug and Melissa's toy factory?
Yes!
Okay, I don't know where those are made, but whatever.
Well, you know it's not here.
Now, there was that story from Northeast Pennsylvania, where the show is on.
Yes.
Where that monkey truck tipped over.
And no,
that
it was the minks, wasn't
it?
Minx.
Oh,
was
it minks? It was a mink farm.
Yeah, there's like 300,000 minks running all over the place.
And it wasn't
a truck.
They're
on the football team now. They're everywhere.
It wasn't a truck either. Somebody broke in and like opened all the cages and let them out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like a monkey delivery.
Because remember there was that news report from across the street from where they said one of the minks was, and it was just a plastic bag.
Or a cat. Yeah, that's right.
Weren't they like paying people to catch the minks too?
Yeah. No,
yeah, like
they
10
were.
Bucks
no,
a mink.
They said stay as far away from the minks as possible.
Yeah, like alert the mink authorities.
I feel like we know
mink
enough.
Patrol is out
with all these invasive species that have come in and like killed trees and stuff. Why are we bringing animals over here that aren't from over here?
Yeah,
I don't like it. We got rats. I mean, I like rats though too. I don't really want to test anything on animals.
Yeah,
I don't. You know, we got plenty of annoying animals here. Why we got to import 30,000 monkeys?
Yeah, I see the countries where monkeys run rampant. I don't really want that.
That's true.
I'm annoyed enough when there's squirrels on the power lines. I don't need monkeys hanging off of them.
Yeah, we have so many squirrels.
Yeah.
You're bothered by squirrels?
No, I'm not bothered by squirrels. I'm just saying, scientists, they're everywhere. Why are we choosing monkeys? Oh, because they're the most like humans. I know.
I mean, well, you can say that with a mocking voice. That's literally the answer.
I know, but just use humans.
Yeah.
Just use humans.
Or just do them in another country. Humans. We have the internet. We have phones. We can share that info.
So
it doesn't have to happen here. What do we got to grow monkeys here for?
So that's the epitome of not in our backyard.
Yes!
Not even in our country.
Total NIMBY.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't. Please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No. The pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.